This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's been a surprising development today in the Trump administration's policy on international college students who study in the States. For more than a week, the administration has said it planned to tell students in the U.S. on certain visas that they must leave the country if their courses are conducted online this fall. Today, that changed abruptly during a hearing in Boston Federal Court. WBUR's Shannon Dooling listened to the proceedings today. She joins us now. Shannon, first, what was supposed to happen today and what did happen?
Right. Well, what was supposed to happen today was it was going to be a chance for both plaintiffs, Harvard and MIT, who have sued the government in this lawsuit. They were supposed to be able to present their own arguments, answer questions from the judge. But Lisa, we didn't even get that far. Judge Allison Burroughs started by saying the two sides had reached an agreement in this lawsuit. The government was rescinding its latest directive that announced the plans to restrict online learning for international students. And the judge actually complimented both sides for their what she called professionalism. Interestingly, Harvard and MIT had support from more than 200 schools who filed amicus briefs on their behalf. And there were more than 600 people joining the hearing virtually. So this was definitely shaping up to be a pretty high profile debate that just didn't happen.
And why were MIT and Harvard suing the Trump administration to begin with?
Right. So basically, they accused the administration of arbitrarily altering this policy only 4 to 6 weeks before fall semesters were scheduled to begin. They said there was no sound reasoning provided by the government for altering it. They pointed to the ongoing pandemic and public health concerns around bringing students back to campuses full time.
And did the administration say why it decided to change its plan and come to this agreement?
You know, it didn't. The government's attorney did not signal why they walked back the directive. But I did speak with Aaron Reichland Melnick. He's a policy counsel at the American Immigration Council. And he says the legal issues here are similar to those the administration lost on in the DACA case.
The only other time that the administration has backed down so publicly on an immigration policy is family separation. But with family separation, because they had already inflicted so much harm, there were still ongoing legal battles in court to find some way to remedy that. Here, they have done a lot of damage to people's health and well-being by putting them in stress over the last week. And some students were, in fact, turned away at airports. But the scale of the damage is much lower.
It's really remarkable, nevertheless, that the government would walk this back. I mean, this is an administration that's been touting directives like these for 4 years.
How many students in Massachusetts and the U.S. are affected by this decision, and where does it leave them?
Right. Great question. There are an estimated 70,000 plus international students in Massachusetts alone, close to 400,000 nationwide by some estimates. I mean, they're all celebrating today for sure. They'll definitely sleep a little easier tonight because as of now, they don't need to wonder where they'll be starting school in the fall. They can attend classes according to whatever the reopening plan is for their university or college.
WBUR Shannon Dooling, thank you very much, Shannon.
You're welcome, Lisa.